Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It's 2 days before Christmas, and many Americans are finding their holiday travel plans threatened by bad weather, including this woman at LAX.
I've done this now for 16 years. I've lived in Los Angeles for 16 years, and I've always flown back to Kansas every year at Christmas. This has been the most stressful hoping to get there, and we're not there yet.
I'm Jim Crisula. Advocates for the homeless across the South are scrambling to find additional space for people as record cold takes aim at the region. Ricky Bates is a homeless man in coastal Gulfport, Mississippi.
You're talking about hundreds of homeless people that could freeze to death. A lot of them ain't got nothing. A lot of them get sleeping bags, ain't got blankets. They just barely do have clothes on their back.
More than 200 million Americans are under some kind of winter weather warning or advisory. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
FlightAware.com says almost 2,700 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. have been canceled so far. The January 6th committee's final report is finally out. CBS's Willie James Inman has been reviewing the 800-plus page document.
The report says that former President Donald Trump criminally engaged in a multi-part conspiracy to overturn the lawful results of the 2020 presidential election. It also says he failed to act to stop his supporters from attacking the Capitol.
The committee interviewed more than 1,000 witnesses over 18 months. The Senate has approved a $1.7 trillion spending bill that funds government operations through September. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
A lot of hard work, a lot of compromise, but we funded the government with an aggressive investment in American families, American workers, American national defense.
The bill now goes to the House. The New York Attorney General's office says it is investigating allegations that incoming Republican Congressman George Santos fabricated his resume. CBS's Major Garrett has that.
Santos is facing accusations he lied about working at top Wall Street investment firms, attending elite universities, and his financial background. The Jewish publication, The Forward, also found records contradicting Santos' claims that his parents fled the Holocaust. Santos said today, quote, "I have my story to tell, and it will be told next week."
Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer has been reinstated by Major League Baseball's independent arbitrator. In April, he was suspended for 324 games without pay for violating the league's domestic violence and sexual assault policy. At the time, the league said it acted after an extensive investigation into accusations of sexual assault made by a woman last year. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building at end of the year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL. For Steel.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update.
The courthouse will be closed in Wood County on Friday, December 23rd and Monday, December 26th. The county offices will be closed in Adams County on Friday, December 23rd and Monday, December 26th. The Port Edwards alumni basketball game scheduled for tonight, December 22nd, has been canceled. No word yet on when it will be rescheduled. Portage County has opened a number of warming sites ahead of the dangerously low temperatures forecast for the next few days. Locations include Portage County Humane and Health Services, the Portage County Public Library and Sheriff's Department, the Salvation Army, Frame Memorial Presbyterian Church, the Jensen Community Center, Rosholt Public Library, Village of Almond Municipal Center, and Village of Plover Municipal Center. If you are in need of overnight accommodations, please contact the Portage County Public Health Division's Emergency Services, the Sheriff's Office, or United Way's 211. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 12 below. Northwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 1 below. Cloudy. Overcast again tomorrow night, 3 below. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 11 below.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve happy hour. And Dom, I'm happy to report we got a little breaking news on the J6 hearing front.
Ooh.
Now, those listening on the Civic Media Network, you're going to get a healthy dollop of live J6, the final J6 scheduled to start Monday, December 19th. At high noon Central Time, 1 o'clock Eastern. And we will play it gavel to gavel right here on the Civic Media Network, starting with the flagship here in Madison. And then I'm going to hop on my little stool in the Solidarity Realty Studios that afternoon with you. And I believe, James Santel, we got him locked down for
Yes, Monday we have Jim coming around, yes.
Former U.S. Attorney and host of Morning Cannolis, James Santel. But here's the breaking, Dom. Chairman Benny Thompson says Monday's final hearing of the U.S. House Select Committee on the January 6th attack could very well include new evidence never before made public. But that's not what's got me excited, Dom. And in a surprise announcement, reveals most of the final report will be published on Monday in time for the hearing. Well, if it's a noon Monday hearing, Dom, by the time the greatest radio show ever goes on the air, I'm hoping we will have the transcribed testimony of Speaker Robin Voss and other notables given testimony to the J6.
It was going to be like the executive summary, like there's going to be a overview released on Monday, and then the rest of it that would be released on Wednesday. Are you seeing anything like that?
Most of the final report will be published Monday. Not an executive summary, bibliography.
Good. Yep.
Most of the final report will be published Monday in time for the hearing, and more importantly, in time for the Devil's Advocates radio show to respond to that news earlier than the original planned Wednesday release date. So that's the more important breaking news, Dom, because we can do a hell of a Monday show. Here is a little bit of what Axios is reporting. Asked whether the 1 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Central hearing on Monday will include new evidence or testimony, Thompson said it could be evidence that we have not shared in the hearing. It could very well be. The committee's final report, expected to focus on Donald Trump, will largely be released on Monday. The J6 committee, Chair Benny Thompson, tells reporters the panel aims to get the parts of the final report being released on Monday to the printer by noon today. They're at the printer now, at least according to Andrew Solander over at Axios. You'll get all 8 chapters and the executive summary on Monday. Not just the executive summary, 8 chapters plus the executive summary. Solander reports attachments. Attachments. That's probably the greater transcripts of dialogue, right. Et cetera. Yeah. Perhaps yours, Robin Voss. May have to wait till Wednesday for that. The hearing is also expected to be shorter than the committee's previous 2-hour televised meetings, but will be official business meeting, meaning it could hold a vote. Well, of course it will. Publicly, and I'm telling you this, this is not in the reporting. I'm telling you this. On Monday, there will be criminal referral of the former president of the United States by the January 6th committee to the Department of Justice. A, because it's merited. And B, because it's necessary so that Grift and SOB doesn't claim that he was exonerated. They must refer to the DOJ. That's what I have come to strongly believe. And I'm usually right, like 63% of the time, Tom.
Crudy, other news out as well. Dave Badash from the New Civil Rights Movement reporting. U.S. Rep. David Cicilline joined 40 of his House Democratic colleagues Thursday, introduced a lengthy bill that would ban Donald Trump from becoming president again after he attempted a coup. Here's the quote. Donald Trump very clearly engaged in an insurrection on January 6, 2021, with the intention of overturning the lawful and fair results of the 2020 election. He says in a press release, you don't get to lead a government that you tried to destroy. Even Mitch McConnell admits that Trump bears responsibility, saying on the Senate floor that there's no question here, none, that President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day. The 14th Amendment makes clear that based on his past behavior, Donald Trump is disqualified from ever holding federal office again. Under Section 5, Congress has the power to pass legislation to implement this prohibition, Cicilline adds. Last month, in a letter to Rep., he explained his bill, citing the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. I'm going to pass on that. The bill's text, again, the bill, Democrats, 40 of them in the House. The bill's text says its purpose is to provide that Donald J. Trump is ineligible to again hold the office of President of the United States or hold any office, civil or military, in the United States. It also says Mr. Donald J. Trump did engage in insurrection against the United States by mobilizing, inciting, and aiding those who attacked the Capitol on January 6, 2021 to disrupt the certification of the 2020 election.
Is this proposed legislation? Is that what this is? Proposed legislation, House Democrats?
Yes.
Get the hell out of the way. Let the J6 committee make their criminal referrals. And then this guy, this special counselor, he better do his job. But what we don't need is this, because this is partisan histrionics. It doesn't help your cause.
Why?
Because this is partisanship. Convict him of something, and then you got the 14th Amendment. You don't need to put a piece of legislation up that's not going to make it through, that's not going to become law, and it certainly, in lieu of the fact the man's already, quote-unquote, declared himself the presidential candidate, it does come off as partisan. So a legislative piece saying one human being can't do it. No, I think there's merit behind the rationale.
Come on, man. If there's merit to it, Crudy, then it is justified regardless of whether or not a Republican jumps on it or not.
Not justified.
Once you say it's merited, dude, it's merited, period.
Is it merited that U.S. Senator Ron Johnson was reelected to office, although you and I would assert. Hear me out. Hear me out. I think he is a co-conspirator in the January 6th. Ron Johnson. I think that depending on who was the prosecutor, they could find cause that, A, at minimum, he's a material witness, which, okay. But, B, I think there might be some criminality there. I hope he's got a good effing criminal defense attorney. But until convicted, remember there was an effort afoot to try to disqualify him from the ballot, a federal lawsuit, dismissed. Why? Premature. Because there has not yet been a conviction. So while I like the sentiment, sure, I'd like to keep this troubled man out of the halls of power. Don't want to give him a coup attempt 2.0. But here's what I would say. Premature, man, and smack some partisanship and get out of the way. And let
Come on, man. Listen, let me tell you something. You just said this yourself. Number one, it's merited. So let's stop there. Number two, you also just predicted that on Monday that the January 6th committee is going to refer criminal charges to DOJ on this. So this goes right along with it. If anything, this is laying the groundwork for what the J6 is going to do.
No, unfortunately, this lays the groundwork for the defenders of Donald Trump to say, see, it was a partisan witch hunt. Look at this crap piece of legislation these partisans roll out. You're going to disqualify a guy before he's ever been charged, ever been held accountable in a court of law. That doesn't smack of partisanship, Dom? Of course it does. If they were doing a piece of legislation to ban Joe Biden.
Are you telling me if this came out Monday after the J6 criminal referral, then you'd be okay with it?
I'm just saying, let the J6 drop.
I know. Yes or no? Let's see what's in there.
Let's see if they're... Well, I'm predicating this on a criminal referral from the J6 committee.
Uh-huh.
And upon indictment and conviction, you got the 14th Amendment to keep the guy out of office. 844-967-2789. I'm right about this. This is premature partisanship. Tell me I'm wrong. Not you, but the audience.
Let me tell you why you're right. You already said it's merited. So now you're saying because it's partisan, because it's Dems doing it? Is it merited or it's
separation
not,
of powers, man? It's not the role of partisan Dems to pass legislation to ban a singular individual who's never been charged or convicted of a specific crime. Yeah, that's purely not merited as a legislative piece. I think even I've been talked into, although I know our friend James Santel would say, well, the DOJ doesn't need the J6 committee to tell it to do the right thing. And in fact, it bears no weight, but it does, Jim, and it does, world, because it bears weight with our friends from Wild Rose and Muscadet and Richland County in all parts that you can hear our voice. It matters to them. Because otherwise, if they don't make a criminal referral to the Department of Justice against the former president, he's going to claim exoneration, vindication. And finally, it's up to the special counsel at this point. It's up to the Department of Justice. And if we don't have a freaking Merrick Garland day up here soon, man, I'm going to lose my mind.
We can have Jack Smith Day. That'll be just fine.
Jack Smith Day. I'm all down for Jack Smith Day. Short, sweet, you know, short names. Might even remember him if the guy would roll out some indictments. Come back with the Devil's Advocates radio show. Usually memorable. Your call could be next. 844-967-2789. I'd like to also recap some of the ways things could go desperately wrong for wannabe House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. I've got some reporting at the Hill on that. Dom, you got any topics you'd like to get to this hour?
Oh, I have many, many topics, but you're going to have to come back in order to hear all of them. Phone lines will be open as well, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Get a great...
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
We are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote.
There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Cloudy overnight with lows around 9 below. Westerly winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, snow likely, 1 above. Snow likely tomorrow night, 2 below. Cloudy skies, about an inch of snow overnight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height, currently 11 below.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, going there shortly at 844-967-2789.
Dom, just want to recap a couple of the day's headlines. Janelle Branchen has officially been stripped of her assembly chair assignment by Speaker Robin Voss. And we know that she's running for the 8th Senate District.
Boo.
But do you know who's joined her in the pool on the Republican side, Dom? You might even know this name. Randy Hopper, who was recalled from his Fond du Lac area 18th Senate District in 2011, announced today he's running for the Milwaukee area 8th, where he now lives. Welcome to the party, pal. Hopper is the fifth Republican to announce plans to run for the seat in the Milwaukee suburbs that were the seat vacated by Darling. Hopper said he was encouraged to run by some because of his support for then-Governor Scott Walker's Act 10, which was the driving factor in his recall. The message I'm hearing is that people here want another senator who will bring the courage of their convictions, a strong work ethic, and laser beams. No, a laser focus on issues people are facing every day. We need a senator who's not afraid to lead on big issues and get things done.
You know, like outgoing Senator Alberta Darling, my state senator. Wah, wah,
well, do you know what a Hopper does for a living, Tom? He owns Mountain Dog Media Incorporated, which includes radio stations in several Wisconsin markets.
Oh, really?
He also is in his second four-year term on the Wisconsin Economic Development Board. You know, the creation of Wanker, his buddy. A little bit
another radio guy running for office, man. I tell you, doing radio, being on the radio, hell, even our callers at 844-967-2789. Once you engage in radio with this show, you are now qualified to do everything.
Really, it's the only qualification you need. A little bit more on Hopper, though, Dom. They do point out something personal. Hopper was recalled in 2011 over Act 10. His divorce also became an issue during the campaign after his estranged wife wrote a letter to a Milwaukee TV station accusing him of having an affair with a GOP aide. They have since married and had three children. I guess the rumors were true, Dom. The four other Republicans that have announced for Dom's senatorial seat include the aforementioned conspiracy theorist Janelle Branchen of recently stripped caucus, Republican caucus fame.
And chairmanship, yep.
Yeah. She's from Menominee Falls. Their state rep, Dan Knodel, he was one of the, 15 Republicans that wrote a letter to Mike Pence on January 5th of 2021 asking him to not certify the election.
Yes.
Do the right thing.
No right or reason to be near the halls of power ever.
And he, therefore, is qualified to be a state senator.
Well, at least on the GOP side, no doubt about it.
Well, he is the Thiensville Village president. Oh, no, pardon me. Thiensville Village president Van Mobley and Concordia University student Robert Albrightson. Also running to be, the Republican.
They all want to represent me. I'm so excited.
The primary will be February 21st ahead of an April special election. Attorney Jody Habish-Senekin is the only Dem to announce for the race so far. Nomination papers due January 3rd. That's a Tuesday to the Elections Commission.
Yeah, it's coming quick.
Have them on time.
I have been in contact with Jody Habish-Senekin's campaign, hoping to get her on the show sooner than later.
Well, Yee's campaign, I'll tell you, man, 501. It's too late. 844-967-2789. Michael from Cedarburg. Welcome, Mike. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Well, like I said, I don't want to break Rudy's heart, but I think Trump's going to treat the hangman. He's going to delay appeal so long he'll be dead before they do anything. But I will tell you a good story. Many years ago, I was working in Appleton with an elderly gentleman who hated Joe McCarthy. And after a few barley pops one night, he decided he had to do it. He had to take a dump on Joe McCarthy's grave. And I said, please, Lord, let me live long enough, except I'd have to wait in line to get on Trump's grave.
Well, he does have a star on Hollywood Boulevard. I think a few have preceded you there, Mike.
Well, I don't think I want to do it in the middle of Hollywood.
Only if you're a true believer, Mike.
No, my idea of a state funeral for him is take him out and let the buzzards feed on him.
So, hey, I want to be clear in your position. You think that he will eventually, you think he's not going to run, that he'll be indicted? What do you think is going to happen to Trump? Obviously, he's the only GOP person who's announced for a run for presidency in 24.
No, he's not going to run. They're going to have dumb Sanders. And Trump would have half a brain. But Trump's not going to run. There's no way. He wouldn't stand the embarrassment of being defeated. He couldn't take that. His ego wouldn't allow it. And besides that, he'd never get elected again.
Well, that's the truth, but it won't stop him from trying to, you know, sell some cards, Mike. Get your Pokemon cards, man. You know, my wife found like an old box of baseball cards from when she was a kid. You know, probably not worth anything right now, probably but worth a little bit more than what Trump's trying to do. Thanks for the call, Mike. Do certainly appreciate it.
844-967-2789. Chasing a break, but here's CJ. What do you got for us?
Hey, CJ.
Well, that just sounds like a real classy move by that guy. You know, once again, tonight, listen to you guys speak about everything other than current news.
Are you kidding me, man? You know, I mean, Trump's got cards. Are you going to buy some cards, CJ? This is all over the place.
Big announcement.
Major announcement.
Yeah, announcement.
What? That sure is more of an announcement than the end of Title 42 and the
enforcement. I know. You and everyone keeps talking about, but Trump didn't bring it up today, CJ. Yeah, he's talking about the baseball cards. You going to buy some?
More important. Yeah.
You going to buy some, CJ?
You guys are losing, man. You're losing it.
Losing? We just had the midterms. That red trickle? I mean, come on, man. Losing?
All we do is win, 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 CJ.
No matter what. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More calls, not like CJ, at 844-967-2789. Lightly screened by E-Bone. You could be next.
I never went bankrupt, by the way. You know, everybody knows.
I am never going to financially recover from this.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station. It's a whole new game when the Badgers face Oklahoma State for the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix on December 27th. Your business can be a part of the action right here on your local Civic Media radio station, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Learn how you can share your Badgers pride during the game, airing locally and streaming everywhere. Call 715-424-1300. 715-424-1300.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente. Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The UW Richland Center campus is being forced to close at the end of the spring semester in 2023. The UW system cites low enrollment and financial pressures. Community members and others say this is misleading and that UW-Platteville mismanaged the campus. Former high school students say there was little to no recruitment and they were directed to apply at UW-Platteville, not the branch campuses. UW-Platteville repeatedly rejected the offer from UW-Richland's private foundation to pay for a dedicated campus recruiter. The UW system is now focusing on transitioning students, faculty, and staff to other campuses. UW-Platteville will absorb UW-Richland's budget. UW President Jay Rothman has asked the campus to transition to adult learning or online classes. This will put a huge financial burden on the county to maintain the buildings without much support from the UW system. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 12 below. Northwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 1 below. Cloudy. Overcast again tomorrow night, 3 below. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 11 below.
Of the day. And you insult me a little bit with that NFT offer. I'm the dead guy in that cartoon, right?
Whoever you give it to, you can interpret it in any way. But that's the thing about art. You know, there's lots of interpretations.
Okay, so our audience sometimes directs my actions in this regard. CJ, and apparently somebody else, calling us out. Whatever. Amendment 42, coming to an end. I've actually been very frustrated at the Biden administration's defense of this. You know what I mean? They've tried to extend this. It's not necessary. And anyways, so I had to take my lead from the Foxy News. So I went over to the Foxy News online site, foxnews.com. Well, hell, that should tell me all kinds of stuff about immigration stuff. Well, the headline at this moment is about Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. He's under fire for going to a tropical location, you know, for the Christmas holidays when there's labor rail negotiations going on somewhere. Then there's a Trump-Biden poll, you know, throw some polling in there. Then there's a very important Louis Gohmert. You know Louis, he's the outgoing congressman, perhaps seeking, you know, a good criminal defense attorney at sometime soon. But Gohmert ran for what? Attorney General of the great state of Texas, his home state, sitting congressman, finished like last in the primary. So going home to spend time with family, that's on the Fox News site. Actually, the warning he gives here, U.S. will have to get rid of the Second Amendment if schools don't change. I don't even know what that means, but it comes, you know, I consider the source. It's Foxy News and Louis Gohmert.
Right. That's all you need to know.
Then there's a very important story about a country star doesn't mince words after divorce. Judge me for it. That's on you. I know. Kelsey Ballerina. I mean, and
very, very important news on Fox, quote unquote, news.
Well, under the politics section, you know, understandably, you know, clickbait at the top. But let's get to the politics section. Congress votes to remove bust of former Chief Justice of Supreme Court under the red banner headline, canceled. A bust has been canceled. And then the next one, also in red headline, Dirty Santa. Seriously, next story up on the Foxy News site.
It's prime for the war on Christmas, Cody. It's in a couple of weeks.
School district president resigns after a risque Christmas party. Here's the next one. It was terrifying. Prince Harry details incident when brother screamed at him.
Wait, where's the immigration, man? Let's get to the immigration.
Next one, Hyundai Hunt. Well, it's about those murders in the Idaho college town.
Terrible.
And then there's suspicious timing. Question, swirl over disgrace, crypto king's arrest, trying to protect someone. I assume that links back to some Democrat in the fine print somewhere.
Rich guys, fraud. I mean, this is an old story. It's been repeated over and over again. What else you got?
Women's group optimistic for NCAA female athletes. China approved sale of Pfizer COVID pill.
Well, you know your problem. I think you're on Fox, man. They're like. I mean, Trump is disavowed, man. This is the Paul Ryan Fox News, man. This isn't Newsmax or OAN or Right Side, whatever, all the other, you know, Bannon and Nick Fuentes. You're on the wrong sites, man. Fox News is just way, way too woke these days.
Okay, here it is. I mean, what am I, like 25 stories in? Here is the immigration lead at Fox News. White House claims Biden has done the work on border despite historic migrant crisis. Well, there it was, you know, just hidden behind the country music stuff and the royal stuff and the dirty Santa stuff and the statue, the bust that's been canceled, you know, behind all the, oh, and Pete Buttigieg's vacation location.
Oh, of course, yes.
And
yes, yes.
Louis Gohmert saying anything, all very important, and all leads way up the page from the Fox News, you know, trying to crap on the Biden administration on their immigration policy. So, you know, you boys got to get with the headlines. You should be, you know, crapping on Pete Buttigieg for going to a tropical vacation for Christmas, man. Probably wish you a happy holidays because it's a war on Christmas.
844-967-2789. Apparently not so important that the Fox News wouldn't run with it on the top. And listen, people want to come to this country. I get that. Everyone says, Democrats, Republicans, this has been a constant issue. We have our immigration system is broken. Okay, well, how about we do something to try and fix it? What's the agenda? What's the plan? I'm down for that. We need, number one, people who want to be in this country. I mean, what is it about that makes this country great, Republicans? I'm asking you. Is it because of your personal heritage from Europe that makes this country great? Or is it the fact that generally people can live here and be free and go about their business and excel in whatever they choose to do? They can speak their mind without fear of repercussion from an overbearing government, right? I mean, allow people to be the best that they can be. That's why people want to come here, right? I mean, that's why I think people want to come here. I'm pretty sure that's why my grandfather came here. And anyone who's listened to me, for the most part, unless you're indigenous to this continent, everybody else came here for their own reason. So we have right now, look, practically a huge labor shortage in this country. We talked about it in the last hour. Well, how are we going to fix that? I mean, and we have here in the state of Wisconsin, of the 40% of the dairy farm labor of our migrant workers, and 90% of them are undocumented. That means we have lots and lots of rural Republican GOPers engaging in this practice of hiring people that are not documented properly here in this country and certainly in this state. So there's all sorts of blame to go around. If there were not people hiring the migrant workers, they would not come here, right? So how about we work on them? There's a couple of those issues that were brought up. I mean, we got to make it easier to get to work visas and those kinds of things. And but to go after it and simply because, let's say it, they're brown. I don't hear anyone coming. Oh, there's comments from, oh, well, they're coming from Europe or they're coming from, you know, Norway, the white people. Those are the good ones. But we need everybody, man. And we need people who yearn to be free and people that, you know, people want to work. No one wants to sit around on their ass, as far as I know. I've traveled around a little bit and I've met all sorts of people. Generally, people are the same. We have our own needs. We have our own desires. We have our own reason for being.
You done? I'm just asking. We'll get to the phones momentarily. I would point out, most of the Republicans I've met across rural Wisconsin, they interact with Latinos. They see them at the restaurants. They work with them in the barn. They know the necessity of the labor force. They get that part. And when you ask specifically about Latinos and you hear how the former president spoke about this population, you know, murderers and rapists, and I'm sure some good people. Well, when I talk to Republicans that live in rural Wisconsin, you know what I hear? Just the mostly good people part. Because most of the immigrants are probably living a higher standard of lawfulness than guys like Dom and I do. I'm just saying, when the consequence of a speeding ticket is deportation, you get a little less lead-footed. And one last thought here, Dom, is I scan the Fox Digital site seeking relevance. Any story that really was relevant, it threw up an offer for me, you know, a pop-up, if you will. Two very Aryan, pretty, pretty Fox News, a hostess, blonde, and a host, also blonde. You know, they look like the Von Trapp family. And here's how you solve all your problems, Tom. Enter for a chance to win a Fox News Christmas sweater. Yeah. You know, if you don't have an ugly sweater, put your put your digital address in there and you could win one.
Oh man, I have the best ugly sweater. My birthday boy sweater. I wore it at the Christmas party.
I know. 844-967-2789. Let's get back to the phones. Dick, you have been the most patient, my friend. Thank you. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Hey, CJ. Gas is $2.69 in Madison.
It's $2.66 on University Ave. Come over here. It's cheaper.
Well, I got to get off the east side then. Early in the show, they had this story about a guy that feels so put out and duped by Trump now with this latest thing that he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, the baked Alaska guy getting all mad because Trump's grifting some NFTs.
Yeah, but here's a guy that used to call into, shows in New York and portray himself as somebody else and all this stuff. He's basically been a carnival huckster all his life.
I thought you meant Clay CJ. I forgot you meant Donald Trump, John Barron there for a moment.
But here, somebody quoted something from Mark Twain, and here's something from another famous American that kind of pertains to these people. Everything's funny as long as it happens to somebody else. Will Rogers.
Yeah, but you should have seen that thing that Dom sent me. I was the target of that comedy, but it was still funny, Dick. Funny's funny, man.
Funny is funny, Dick. That's okay.
Right. But you know what I'm saying? These people, I mean, get a life. Really?
Profound thought. Really?
Yes, really? Really?
Really?
Really? Get a life. I mean, Title 42, this is going to wreck. No, it's not. I mean, it's not going to wreck anything. It'll go revert back to whatever the laws were then and asylum. Listen, people want to come here. And if a lot of these people are coming from countries like Cuba, well, hey, Republicans, you hate communism, right? I mean, you're apparently down with some authoritarianism and some dictatorship, but, you know, not the communists. Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba, right? These are countries that we don't have a great relationship with that have authoritarian type of governments. And certainly, I think we should look, number one, what's our history with Central and South America? I mean, us as a country, right? What's our history been? What's our business been? What is industry? What has capitalism done to all those countries over the years? I mean, there's been exploitation to the nth degree, and you know we have, of course, a vested interest, certainly, but to what degree? I think it was your guy Reagan, right? Wasn't Reagan the one selling the missiles to Iran to fund the Condonistas or whatever down in Nicaragua? And
well, the evidence says he was, but his heart said he wasn't.
Right. So I mean, let's you want to look, these are legacy issues, and at the end of the day, number one, our economy needs willing, capable, and spirited workers. We do. There's jobs out there that I'm not taking. Crude is not. Hell, I'm too old to work on the farm, and I said I'd never do it again. But people will do that because that's a lift up from where they were to be able to provide for their families. We need to make it easier for them because we need them, and they need us.
America needs the dues. We need the workers. We need the Social Security contributions. And mostly, we need the workers. Come back. More devils. Need you to call us. 844-96.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. On TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter. So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Lows dip down to about 11 below overnight. Under overcast skies, winds out of the west, 20 to 30 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 1 above. Snow likely tomorrow night, 3 below, cloudy. About an inch of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently 11 below.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Well, she's fashionable. And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now. We'll get you on at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, can I do a little, you know, sort of tell people what's coming on around the network?
Yeah,
we got a Badger game. You know, in a couple different markets, WFHR is our Badger flagship. We also do WRCE and, of course, Waxy 1260 up in Amory, all playing the Badger game starting at 6. But we've got other programming that goes out across the network. And in the WAUK in the Shaw, we got our pal, Joel Clayfish, doing Raised in the Wisco. And here in the Solidarity Realty Studios here at Devil Radio in Madison, I'm going to do a rare daily double, Dom. I'm going to appear on a show a little bit later this evening, so I'm plugging my own appearance. I'm going to be on the Empowered Caregiver Show, which is hosted by Liza Hellenbrand, who is that's the pseudonym of Mrs. Crudy.
Pseudonym.
You're a psycho. I know. This time I knew. I was just messing you. At this late hour, them's fighting words. And my son, Caden Crute, is going to join us on air.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's going to be a family affair. 7 o'clock here, the Empowered Caregiver Show. I'm going to be on it, so, you know, I hope it's okay. I hope I don't blow it, Dom, like you often do.
Can you be on a radio show and not try to be a host? I mean, you know, I've always found it. It's a different, if it's
like
it's
being
a
guest,
role, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm stellar in either role, but yeah, it's hard. Although I think when my son comes on, Caden is, we're tremendously proud of Caden. He wrapped up his first semester at Edgewood.
Nice. Well done.
In the adapted program called Cutting Edge. Caden's had some challenges. He's on the spectrum and he has been, had the benefit of wonderful teachers since the kids, before he turned 2, we had specialists coming to the house every 2 hours. It has been a lifetime commitment, especially on my wife's behalf, to creating a future for this kid. But I am very proud of him. He's joining me and my wife on the radio on her big show, The Empowered Caregivers. And I'm going to try not to act like a host, but I may prompt my son, Caden, a little bit. You know, I know how the man thinks. He and I spend time together. Now that he's on Christmas break, he's been telling me. Just sharing thoughts. Couple of guys sitting around, you know.
Right, yes.
So anyways, we'll talk on the radio a little bit later. Caden Crute on the Empowered Caregivers, and I'll accompany him. And what are you doing later, man?
I'm gonna pick up some food and gonna hang out with Steph. Well, we got some callers, man. Let's get to them. 844.
Well, one of the two.
2789 Pizza Box, you are up next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
You know, this white privilege is under attack. You know, that's what that means when CJ and those guys call. It just it has nothing, doesn't affect them at all. And yes, we need those guys that want to come in and do labor for all the CJs that don't, you know. So in my world, we don't have an immigration problem. We have an emigration problem. We need to get rid of the D-bags like CJ and all the other white guys that are lazy and don't want to do anything. But they shoot off their mouths pretty good.
You know, there's actually a measurable shortage of labor. We're down like 3.5 million immigrants. And Donald Trump was very proud. You know, he toughened the borders or whatever the case. And it's still porous. Mexico didn't pay for the wall. And why does Joe Biden have to build it? Why didn't the last guy just finish it? But anyway, setting all those incongruent thoughts aside, we're down like 3.5 million workers. You wonder why we can't fill all the jobs? Well, Trump did a great job. I'll give you all the credit in the world, Trumpsters. He put the Iron Curtain down. He was harsher than any recent president to immigrants, him and Stephen Miller. But now we need the labor. You know what I mean? Like, you did too good a job. And now we got to let a few in. And so many people are so worried that if we don't have a harsh Title 42 program, if we can't stick it to the immigrants at the border, they might stay and fill some of the open jobs. Oh, my God.
It took her jobs.
Pizza Box, any other thoughts? Other than the fact you host a fine show Saturdays at noon right here on the Civic Media Network.
Listen, we've got a shortage of humanity in this country.
Yes.
And talking about people like they're cattle or like they're some kind of commodity or that they're some kind of threat when they're trying to move into the most violent and aggressive country on the planet, right? 40,000 people to guns every year, losing 60,000 a year to pharmaceuticals. And you got clowns calling in on your show that are worried about people trying to get into this country and make a better life for themselves. It's pretty sad.
But you know, the information they're getting is directly out of the mouth of Tucker and Hannity and the guests they have on. And the yoke that they lay out, which is you should be afraid. Every election year, there's a migrant caravan on the way. And that every immigrant illegal death in a Democratic mayored city across America is featured on Fox News every single night. And their engagement is entirely predicated on making their audience afraid of the brown people from Central America and Mexico.
Yeah, because
the hardworking
people
coming.
Yes.
Well, listen, you know, that only works on people that, you know, are used to sticking their heads up their asses. Which is kind of ironic when you talk about brown people.
Well, let's leave CG out of it. Pizza Box, final thoughts? Got to move on, fella.
Yeah, go Badgers. You know, don't have a letdown. It's just Lehigh.
Lehigh. It is just Lehigh. Appreciate your call, Pizza Box Mike. Lehigh at 4-4, playing the number 22 ranked Wisconsin Badgers, 8-2. Now, if you're a Homer, a Badger fan, you could listen to the first half and then catch yours truly on the Empowered Caregiver Show about 7 with Caden Crude. He'll be spectacular. I feel quite confident.
Look forward to it tomorrow. Tomorrow, maybe we've got a big show tomorrow. Scott Ross, Firebrand, Twitter God, joins us at 4:30. And then crowd favorite, one of my favorites, Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. She's scheduled to come around at 5:00 tomorrow. So make sure you tune in. Looking forward to that show as well. And next week, Monday through Thursday, through Wednesday for sure, lots of guests. Of course, we've got James Santel coming up on Monday. Hell, I think we've got Joe Zepecki, Dem Strategist, coming around on Tuesday. I think there's something going
Harvey
on
K.
Wednesday as well.
Harvey K.
So
Dr. Harvey K.
Yeah, man. Harvey K. is coming around on Wednesday. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Whatever you're into, we're going to jam on it for the next several days. Make sure you stick around, tune in, and hang out with us.
And don't forget, special event, January 6th coverage, starting at noon on Monday. In my understanding, we should have 8 chapters and a synopsis. I am so excited for what's coming soon. And Friday, we'll air some grievances up around here. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Don't forget, Native Roots Radio next. Raised in the Wisco and the Empowered Caregiver right here on the flagship Devil Radio. You're listening right now.
Hey, Tinker Dam!
Hey, Tinker Dam!
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.